Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson. Okay, what's the look on your face?
It's a little curious. I just saw this on Twitter from Front Office Sports.
Yeah.
The A's, like the Oakland A's.
Yeah.
Have been denied trademarks for Las Vegas Athletics and Vegas Athletics by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. So they're going to have to change the name completely.
Why?
I don't know.
Hmm.
You know, the name Athletics has been around forever for the baseball franchise.
Yeah, Philadelphia, yeah. Kansas City, Oakland, bounce around, but they've always been the Athletics.
Ocramento.
That's right.
Oaklamento or whatever.
Yeah, whatever they called them. Huh. It's kind of weird.
That is weird.
Well, it's got to be a reason for
so
it.
So that was the, huh, look.
All right.
That's all.
248-539-9797. Let's go to Sale. You're next on 97.1. Hi, Sale.
Hey, Doug. How you doing, guy?
What's up?
I just wanted to ask Doug. Doug, what's your opinion about the officiating of the Lions games this year? And I'll chime in on my opinions also.
I don't think it stood out one way or another.
The officiating?
Yeah. Obviously, you do.
I'm sorry?
It sounds like you do. You have an issue with the officiating this year.
Well, yeah, I'm sure a little bit everybody did if they watched the games closely. And what really made me start watching it real closely, the Lions officiating, was that Calvin Johnson rule. That's what started me to watching it, you know.
That's a good starting point.
And from there on up to now, it really posed my toasties with that call when they played the Rams, when his knee would hit the 2-yard line and slid in the end zone, touchdown. Oh my God! Come on.
That was a bad call.
Very bad. Very bad. But I'm not sure which one that really just threw me for the loop. I'm still debating on it. The Calvin Johnson rule or that one.
Wow.
Well, it's a Calvin rule by far, because the Calvin rule very directly cost them the game. This one, it would have been first and goal from the one. I think the Rams probably would have scored anyway.
Probably would have scored.
Yeah, true that. I give them that. But like you say, it probably, you know.
Well, it's a bad call. Here's my question. You named one call from this year. You asked me the question, what I thought of the officiating this year. That one call was a bad call. Is there any others?
Well, that Calvin Johnson rule, the...
any others? Any others from the, and, Doug wants you to cite something from this year, not something that happened 15
years ago. Yeah, I understand. When Williams threw the ball, was nobody in that area. He was still in the pocket. No intentional grounding rule, penalty or anything. That was another one. And then again, like in Chicago, the game was almost in Chicago's lap.
Wasn't there intentional grounding on that play?
No, they didn't call it. It should have been, but they didn't call it.
I thought they called two grounding calls, one against the Lions and one against the Bears. Yeah,
Caleb.
Yeah, this one different.
Williams pass incomplete, deep left. Intentional grounding, 10 yards, enforced at Chicago 26.
Yeah, they called it. They called one.
They called the second one. They didn't call that first one. Was nobody in that area. He just threw it because... Aiden was on him, I believe.
So Sale, your conclusion is...
The officiating sucked this year.
There it is. I want a commitment from you that you're going to pay more attention to the games for next season.
Well,
that's what I want from you. I want you to commit right now.
I didn't make that commitment apparently as much as our guy did.
I mean,
there's bad calls in every game, man.
What?
There are bad calls in every game.
So, and I know you don't like to bring that up.
Well, I don't like every show could be an officiating show if we wanted
that's
it
the thing.
To be.
And so, do I think that it was any worse this year? I don't know if it was any worse this year. I think every game that you get invested in, and particularly in a season that they don't get to the playoffs, and you look, you're going to start parsing through every game and every play and highlight what went wrong. I think you're going to feel bad about it.
I do everything on a relative scale, right? Do I think the Lions got jobbed by the officials in a way that is notable and stands out more than other teams? And I think the answer to that question for me is no. But I apparently didn't pay close enough attention to the games, or maybe I'm paying too much attention to other games where I see bad calls. There's bad calls in just about every
game. Yeah, there are. There are. I would say this. For the upcoming season, I would like the officials, I would like the Lions to send a little note to the NFL and say, please, pretty please, the sugar on top. Can you pay attention to what happens when our quarterback, after he throws the football, will you please pay attention to what happens? Yeah, because I think he gets hit well after the play too many times and there's no flag. I think those are facts. And I think it's also a fact that the receivers don't draw interference calls, and maybe is that a disparity, or is that thing not a thing?
Again, relative to the rest of the league, I can't answer that question. I
believe the Lions were last in the NFL in receivers drawing interference calls.
Were they? It seems unusual because their receivers are really good. Part of the thing about pass interference, though, is you have to be there, and if you get completely shook or J-Mo's running away from you, you're in no position to commit pass interference. I mean, one of the great things the defensive back coach told me, and the more I thought about it, the more right he was, is pass interference is a product of being in the right place. You have to be in the right place that begins with, which is the biggest challenge of the position. Now, turning your head around and playing the football and doing all the things that keeps you from getting that flag is a whole other skill set. But the biggest, when you have a guy that can be in a position to commit a pass interference, and not all of them are created equal, it speaks to a guy's effectiveness. But 248-539-9797. Alex is next. Hi, Alex.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? You guys are the absolute best. Just want to say it. Love you guys.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. To the other caller's point, I thought he made it kind of sound like you weren't paying attention. I'm sure you were watching all of those games very, very closely. There was a push off A.J. Brown. I think he pushed off Amik Robertson that gave the Eagles the first down. And otherwise, I think it was third
That's
down.
Right.
It would have been third and long, and they would have gotten the
That was
they
a bad call. That's another good one, yep.
Terrible call. And then just more recently, that Pittsburgh illegal pick that they called on Tesla. If you watch that one, yeah.
So I remember Dominic Foxworth the next morning on ESPN said, I played the position of cornerback. That play that happens all the time to us. And I've seen it many a time to not get flagged, and it does get flagged. It was a judgment call, went the other direction, but
yeah. And I don't want to sound like a poor sport. I think as Lions fans, we might sound like poor sports at times, but just I feel like we get jobbed a lot. That's my personal opinion. I don't know if there's a larger conspiracy overall. I doubt there is, but it just seems like we get the short end of that. We get the short straw more often than not.
Okay, is this going to turn into officiating? Is this a real storyline coming out of the season?
I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, it shouldn't be.
Yeah, the Philly call was bad. Yeah, the Rams call was bad.
Look, Lions had some bad calls go against him. So does every team in the league.
Yeah.
You know, we pay attention to every Lions game. We're not paying attention to every Arizona Cardinals game or Los Angeles Rams game or whatever, right? We watch every single down of the Detroit Lions, and we can get upset about it. I'm sure you could go through every game on the schedule and pull out a handful of plays every game and say, this is a missed call, this is a bad call.
Here's my favorite analysis of that previous call from Hellborn Elfchild on Twitch. To sum up that call, Doug needs to pay more attention.
Clearly.
Yep. There you go. We'll get to more of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also, we got to praise our Pistons. Big win last night. That is next on 97.1.